Margherita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And today I'm talking to you about our judgments and perceptions, because everything in life, as far as the way you see life, is a perception and a judgment. And it colours our life. It affects our experiences of the present, of our future, of our relationships. It can sabotage our present reality, our future, and potentially destroy our relationships. And when I'm recording this, it's the 8th of December 2016. So this is particularly relevant as we come into Christmas, because we're all going to be coming together, different people, different personalities. It's like this tinderbox, just waiting for a slight spark to set the whole thing alight, for all the personalities to suddenly converge upon each other. And it's all due to our perceptions. And quite often, because our perceptions are coloured by our experiences in life, by our past, by our conditioning, by our fears and our doubts, by our judgments about ourselves, by the way we see the world, our perceptions are actually, normally, generally speaking, far on away from what actual reality is. And when you start reacting to your perceptions and judgments, this is how war is created, when people react instead of respond to what's really going on. So in order to illustrate what I'm talking about, I'm going to tell you about a couple of situations that have happened to me recently. So the first one was in relation to a group that I'm running, and it's the 21 Days of Tapping into Abundance Masterclass, which is a free event, by the way. If you're interested in getting 21 videos, abundance tapping videos, for free, then click the link below the podcast or go to pitbullmindset.com/abundance-tapping. Register, become a part of the community. People are getting incredible results. But as a part of this, one particular person had perceived that I had done something. And this thing that she perceived that I had done had, so I'll go back to the beginning. I received an email about this thing, and it was quite a lengthy email. It was about four paragraphs. And this person was saying how they were upset and disappointed, how they felt it was like I'd betrayed them, and it had really set them back, and it had shattered their confidence. And this person was really emotionally invested in what they thought had happened, because the thing that they were so emotionally invested in hadn't even happened. There were assumptions made, and she had perceived something that wasn't even real, and then invested a ton of emotional energy into it, and targeted me for it. And just, you know, I mean, it didn't really affect me, because I knew it hadn't happened. So all I did was I responded in an email and said, I don't really understand what you're coming from. This is what is, and what you're perceiving is absolutely incorrect. So I get the email back going, oh, okay then, thank you. But in the meantime, do you see how she's not only sabotaged her experience of the present moment, her current reality, and had all this negative emotion come up about something that didn't really happen, she's also said that I've set her right back, so she's sabotaged her future, and she's and this whole thing is affecting her relationship with me. So sabotaging the relationship. Now, it was all good in the end, because what happened didn't happen, and I didn't react to her reaction, and it was all sorted out. But can you see where this kind of thing could escalate? The reaction, instead of reacting, what could have happened is this person could have looked at it and gone, whoa, this doesn't look right to me, asked questions to find out what's really going on instead of reacting from her assumptions and perceptions. And then once she's found out the truth, once she's found out what's really going on, then if this person, if they feel like they need to respond to it and they feel hurt by it, then do something about it. But, you know, when these kind of things create so much drama in our lives that is totally unnecessary. And it not only hurts us, it hurts the other people involved as well. So the second situation was actually a very innocent post that I put up on Facebook. It was very lighthearted. A whole lot of people who were connected to me came on, and they were onto it. And, you know, we hammed it up and we were having a ball. Somebody else comes along. They see it. And they actually perceive it to be something that it's not. So they're seeing it through their filters, through their conditioning, through their emotional triggers. This is another thing that I'm going to talk about, is your emotional triggers. And they've responded saying how disappointed they are in me, how they thought I was better than that, blah, 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 blah. Now, I've got to confess that this did actually trigger me a bit myself, so I've got some work to do. But I went into justification mode. I explained what was really going on. I went into justification mode, wrote this huge reply, which was totally unnecessary. And at the end of the day, this person went, oh, okay, it's all right then. But again, can you see how this dynamic was set up that was completely unnecessary, that was hurting her experience of her current reality and potentially damaging our relationship for the future? So here's the message, particularly, as I said, coming into Christmas. Before you react to what you perceive is going on, before you make assumptions, ask questions. Assume. You make an ass out of you and me when you assume something. So take a step back. Don't react from that place of emotional trigger. Step back, really assess the situation, ask the questions you need to ask to find out what's really going on. And then if you need to, respond appropriately to the situation in a way that gets an outcome that is good for everybody, or potentially good for everybody. And because when you react, you just throw a whole heap of stuff into this mix that doesn't need to be there. And this is what happens when people in different personalities come together in a highly emotionally charged kind of environment, which is families and loved ones and all that kind of stuff. It does become highly emotionally charged and very reactive. And it can also potentially sabotage your future in the perspective of, it can undermine your confidence if you're perceiving something that triggers you in that way. It can bring up fears and doubts that you have. And this is where this can actually be a tremendous way for you to improve your life. Because when you look at what's triggering you, when you're looking at what you're perceiving and how it's triggering you, this is an incredible opportunity for you to change your life dramatically. Because when you look at it from a place of intrigue, let's say from a place of intrigue, so you look at it from a perspective of, what is really going on with me here? Why am I reacting in this way? Why am I responding, or why am I triggered emotionally about this particular thing? And then, as if you're in my tribe, you know that emotional freedom technique is one of my favorite techniques for clearing negative beliefs, emotional blocks, all the stuff that doesn't serve us, that's sabotaging our future, that's dictating our results, that's stopping us from being all that we can be. You can take whatever's going on, you can use emotional freedom technique, and you can totally change your experience of life. Totally change your experience of life. Totally change the outcomes and the results that you get in life. Totally change yourself. Improve your relationships. These are opportunities to grow. And if you use them as such, they're incredibly valuable. But if you just go through life reacting to this stuff and reacting on your perceptions and judgments and assumptions, then you're going to destroy, potentially destroy, a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to have the most wonderful life ever. This is the most delicious life when we take responsibility for ourselves and our emotions and the way we run our lives, the way we respond to others, and actually become very emotionally intelligent. It's just such a wonderful life. So that's it from me. I really hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you would like to join that Tapping Into Abundance program that I mentioned, then the link is below the podcast, or you can go to, as I said, pitbullmindset.com/abundance tapping. Join the community there where people are getting the most amazing results. And it's not just changing their results with money. It's changing the way they live their lives. It truly is astonishing, and it's free. It's totally free. 21 days of free videos. It's insane. So that's it from me. Have an exceptional day. I look forward to seeing you, hopefully, in the Abundance Tapping to Tapping Masterclass. Bye for now.